Good evening, everyone on BBS Radio. Thank you for joining us. This is the Monday Night Call. At this time, I do not know what we are speaking of, and we'll find out shortly. So we also have two other calls. One is Sunday, which is our grid healing. It's considered our most important call. And we also have questions and answers on Wednesday. So, with this time, Heiss is running late, and this is Donna from Great Falls, Montana, covering him. We also have other callers coming in. Good evening, callers. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Robin.
Welcome, Robert. I heard one.
Ronnie, too.
Okay, welcome to the call.
New Mexico.
Terry in Dallas.
Hi, Terry. Welcome to the call this evening.
Hi.
New Mexico. Daughter.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you.
New Mexico. Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, sweetie.
Good to hear your voice. Welcome to the call this evening.
Good to hear
St. Louis.
Did I hear St. Louis?
Yeah, Joni.
Hi, Joni. Welcome to the call this evening.
Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome. Is there anyone I've missed?
Gilbert from Central Florida.
Hi, Gilbert. Welcome to the call this evening.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. What part of Florida are you in, Gilbert?
Well, I'm in Memphis tonight, but I live in Central Florida in between Tampa and Orlando, a community called Lakeland.
Looks good.
I used to live in Gainesville.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's the enemy territory.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Lakeland, that's the Gators.
Yep, big Gators. Good evening, and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hello, Donna. This is Heiss.
Hi, Heiss. Welcome to the call.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hi, Heiss.
Hey. Hello.
Hi, Heiss. This is Cecil.
Good evening. Yeah, love to you all.
All right. Good evening, and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
This is Marilyn in Flagstaff.
Hi, Marilyn. Welcome to the call this evening.
Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome.
But it shouldn't be good, right?
Hi, Marilyn.
Good evening and welcome to the call. Good evening and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Aaron from Plymouth, Wisconsin.
I'm sorry. I couldn't understand you.
Aaron from Plymouth, Wisconsin.
Good. You should eat it.
Welcome, Mary
from Kentucky.
I'll eat it with my hot dog.
Okay, I'm getting so much mumble jumble. I'm sorry. I don't know if it's my phone or it's the line. So please,
I'm Mary from Kentucky.
Hi, Mary. Welcome to the call this evening. Is there anyone else I've missed?
Aaron from Plymouth, Wisconsin.
Hey, welcome to the call this evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone
is there
Wanda
anyone else?
Canada. Wanda from
Hi,
Canada.
Wanda. Welcome to the call.
Thanks, Donna.
You're welcome. Good evening and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Well, hello, Donna. It's Felipe in Long Beach, California.
Hi, Felipe. Welcome to the call this evening.
Hi.
All right, caller, would you like to say your name and location, please? All right, only if you want to. Good evening and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hello, this is Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Welcome to the call this evening, Terry.
Terry in Sedona.
Yep.
All right, we've had other callers come in. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hello?
Hello?
God, I thought no one was here.
No, we're here. here.
All right.
Welcome to the call, Wynn.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.
Donna, are you a moderator tonight?
I am on the moderator line. Heiss is here. He was just running late, so I covered.
Oh, he's here now?
Well, I don't mind.
I am.
All right. Well, is Terry here?
Yes, she is.
Terry Brown?
Yes.
Is Madeline here?
Which one?
Slavsky.
I'm here.
Doesn't she have the greatest voice?
She does.
Ah, you're so cute.
I love her voice. What's not to love about her?
She should sing a song with Jim.
That'd be good.
Is Jim here?
I have not heard Jim yet.
I see Cecil Sea Serpent is here.
The Sea Serpent, yeah.
And Dharmananda is here.
Yeah. Yes.
I win.
And Rick is here.
Yep. We'll have to get you. Well, good evening. Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hello, this is Eric in Santa Fe.
Well, hi, Eric. Welcome to the call this evening.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Hi. Well, it's October 19th, 7:04 p.m. in my time. It must be 6:04.
Oh, wait a second. I'm going to stop the recording.
This conference is being recorded.
Go ahead, Donna. Take it away.
All right. It's Monday night, October 19th, 2015. The time in Sedona is 6:04 p.m. It is apparently open mic tonight, so President Wynn and Terry, Heiss and Donna, and the whole gang. Have a nice show.
Let's leave all the mics open. But if anyone has any noise in the background, you can mute yourself, or we'll watch you and we'll mute you. And now I'm sure no one will have anything to say, right?
I don't know.
Well, we're still here. This is Jim, and hello, everybody.
Hi, Jim.
Hello, Jim.
Hi, my dears.
We should tell that joke again that we heard earlier.
Which one was that?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. Please tell that joke again.
Okay, who is...
Well, I have another joke for you that you might enjoy.
Okay, Jim, but you got to hear this one first. Hang on.
Go ahead.
Don't give Jim too much encouragement about telling jokes. Okay?
It's only when I only have one that you haven't heard yet, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay.
Here's my joke.
Go ahead.
Who is not a Muslim, wears army fatigues, has a beard, and smokes Cuban cigars?
Well, the obvious is obviously not the one.
Go with that.
Infidel Castro.
Infidel Castro, did you say?
Yeah. Not a Muslim.
The NSA's really going to get us.
Oh, dear.
There's a lot of love and light towards them.
I got an email today that said Donald Trump is a truther.
Really?
Is a what?
A truther. You know what a truther is?
Someone who tells the truth?
I have a
quick joke if people would like to hear it.
Wait a second. Jim, stop interrupting me. Jeez. The only time you can interrupt me is telling me when dinner is ready.
Oh,
Well, that's the smartest thing I've ever heard you say.
I have to agree.
Now, you know, I have the feeling, I'll tell you something that's interesting. I have the feeling that Jim was a king in a past life, okay?
And I would agree with that.
And I have the feeling that I was a pharaoh in a past life.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, we're in the same house. So
that's
can
a
you
power
imagine?
Struggle, huh?
Well, the only way around it is the law of one, okay? Otherwise, you know. Now, and Terry, I'm giving you today's gossip. Terry, are you on the line?
Yes.
Are you on the line?
Yes.
Wait till you hear what Terry did today. I'm going to tell on you, Terry. Is that okay, Terry?
Well, it's pretty funny.
She didn't pay the water bill.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't take a shower.
No, it just all dried up.
Yeah.
I still have this joke for you.
Well, we're getting to that, okay? I got the floor, all right?
You always have the floor.
Well,
you are demanding, Jim.
I'm not. I have a very short story to tell. If you don't want to hear it, I won't say it.
I have the floor, and Terry has the ceiling. Okay? All right. How many of you want to hear Jim's joke and want me to shut up?
It's very short. Very short. Very short.
Do it, Jim.
Go ahead.
I want to hear it.
Okay. Okay, there's a couple in their 50s, and the wife comes home to the husband after having a physical examination. And the husband said, how did it go? And she said, I'm so pleased. He said, I have the breasts of a 20-year-old. And he said, well, what did he say about your fat ass? And she said, oh, we didn't discuss you, dear.
Oh,
I like that
was
one.
Cute.
I love that. That's like when I went to the allergy doctor and they gave me a prostate exam. That's true.
And?
Going downhill.
Well, when I went to the doctor the other day, I told him I felt like a 20-year-old, but my wife wouldn't let me have one.
That's when you get one from Russia.
I went to the doctor, you know what he told me? I told him my sex drive was too high. He said, what do you mean? I said, it's all in my head.
And then he said to lower it.
If anyone's listening for the first time tonight, we only do this once every 2 or 3 months, okay? And everyone lets off steam. So don't judge all our calls by what happens tonight, okay? Although,
you know, another real story is a gentleman who lives in Milwaukee, and he lives near the airport. He has a huge barn out there, and with big letters he painted on his roof, Welcome to Cleveland.
I
missed that.
Okay.
Hey, I saw that sign.
You like it, didn't you?
I didn't buy that.
You like it, huh? Didn't you?
I laughed a lot about it.
So this fellow goes to his doctor and for an examination, and the last thing the doctor asks him, he says, are you regular? And the fellow said, oh, yes, every morning at 7:30. The doctor said, that's fine. The patient said, I don't know, I wake up at 9:15.
not good.
Not good.
Okay,
Rice worked as an antidepressant.
We missed that.
Is that Raylan? I mean, Raiden.
Yes.
What
Raiden,
was that
again? Sias just crowed. that frankincense, the smell of the incense, works as an antidepressant. Better than antidepressants, actually.
I still didn't get it.
You got to yell into the mic because your voice is too low.
Well, it's his connection, isn't it?
When can you hear me?
I hear you.
I hear you.
Okay. Okay, in the scientific journal, they just proved today that frankincense incense works as a powerful antidepressant.
Wonderful. Oh,
okay.
That's good to know.
No, I still don't get it.
It's not a joke.
It does work.
It's used for negativity. Maybe that's why.
All right. It just so happens that somebody sent me a doctor joke, okay? And it seems to fit in with all of this. So we have an old geezer became very bored in retirement and decided to open a medical clinic. Now, remember this joke, if you'll want to repeat it. This is a good one. It's kind of long, but it's got a lot of punchlines. He put up a sign outside and said, Dr. Geezer's Health Clinic. Get your treatment for $500, and if you're not cured, get back $1,000. Dr. Young, who was positive that this old geezer didn't know beans about medicine, thought this would be a great opportunity to get $1,000. So he went to Dr. Geezer's clinic. Dr. Young said, Dr. Geezer, I have lost all the taste in my mouth. Can you please help me? Dr. Geezer, nurse, please bring me medicine from box 22 and put 3 drops in Dr. Young's mouth. Dr. Young, ah, this is gasoline. Dr. Geezer, congratulations. You got your taste back.
Yeah.
That will be $500. Dr. Young gets annoyed and goes back after a couple of days figuring how to recover his money. Dr. Young, I have lost my memory. I can't remember anything. Dr. Geezer, please bring back medicine from box 22 and put 3 drops in the
No, no, we don't need that again.
Dr. Young, oh, no, you don't. That's gasoline. Dr. Geezer, congratulations. You got your memory back. That will be $500. Dr. Young, now he's lost $1,000, leaves angrily, and comes back after several more days. Dr. Young, my eyesight has become weak. I can hardly see anything. Dr. Geezer, well, I don't have any medicine for that, so here's your $1,000 back. And then he gives them a $10 bill. Dr. Young, but this is only $10.
Congratulations.
I got one.
Wait a second. I'm not finished yet.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Just because you're young doesn't mean you can't outsmart an old geezer. All right. All right. Go ahead. Who was that, Chris?
Yeah. Okay. That's real quick. I was in the restaurant yesterday when I suddenly realized I desperately needed to pass gas. The music was really, really loud, so I timed my gas with the beat of the music. After a couple of songs, I started to feel better, and I finished my coffee. I noticed everyone was staring at me, and I suddenly remembered I was listening to my iPod.
And what drugs did you take just before you went into the restaurant? Okay. Now this is supposed to be a serious open mic. Now, if anyone has something serious to say, they're probably not going to say it.
I will.
Who's that, Morgan?
Ladies first.
Go ahead, Morgan.
Oh, I thought the other lady was first. Okay.
Okay.
This is just a 1-year anniversary today of my heart attack. And I was in the hospital, and I said to myself, if I ever get out of this, and so-and-so, and all it took was two little stints the next morning at 7:30. And I've been fine for a year.
That's wonderful.
And I know, I can't say thank you enough, dear God, you know. So that was what I wanted to throw
wonderful.
In there. Yes,
that's
yes. And
hear.
I am on five different medicines now, but they're not, you know, like habit-forming kind of thing or anything. So I'm just hanging
you're
in there.
You're above the ground. You're above
yes.
the ground.
Exactly correct. Exactly correct. And I thank God every day.
Congratulations.
And you guys praying for me. Maddie told me he called you guys and told you I was in there. So,
yeah.
Well, we're glad.
Thank you
glad
very much.
That.
I could feel that when I was in the hospital. I said, I know that my brothers and sisters on this line are praying for me. I know it.
You're lucky to have friends and people to pray for you.
Anytime
you
wake up on the green side of the grass, it's a good day.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So thank you, God, and that's all I had to say, sort of.
Thank you. A good story. I need help.
Now, Morgan, you really disappointed me. I thought you were going to say this was your first year sober in Alcoholics Anonymous.
I've never had to go to that, fortunately. I'll tell you, the smell of alcohol absolutely makes me sick. When I was a teenager, people used to drink beer and, like, kiss me on the forehead and stuff, and I'd go, oh, jeez, I smell like a brewery. They thought that was cute, but I didn't. So it hasn't been a problem.
Well, I made a big decision today.
What?
I made a big decision that when I pass on from this life, that I'm going to come visit each and every one of you in Friday free.
Thanks a lot.
You wouldn't drive us crazy.
I need help.
Well, you'd probably be the only friend I have.
Oh, honey, I'm going to drive you good crazy.
Somebody's saying they need help.
Somebody said they were needing help, yeah. I don't know who that was.
I do. Wynn?
Yeah.
Wynn? I don't know if you remember me. I'm Mary from Kentucky, and I used to call all the time, and I was going blind about 4 years ago, and the Elohim helped me and told me what to do, and believe it or not, I was able to drive, continue working and everything, and now I'm gone blind again, and I can't work anymore, can't drive anymore, and I just wanted to see everybody would hold me in the light and try to pray for me and to help me to see again.
Hey, what did the Elohim tell you to do?
They told me that my body was too acidic, and they told me to adjust. And I'm a nurse. I've been a nurse for 27 years, and they told me my body was too acidic, and to adjust my diet and make it more alkaline. And which I did, and I tried that again, and it hasn't helped this time like it did before. But I was able to drive even at night again. I mean, it was like a miracle. They told me I'd never be able to do that, and I was able to do it for four additional years, and now it. My vision has gone south again.
Tell me, are you having macular degeneration?
No, it's a disease caused by birds, and it's kind of prevalent in this area. And I have a fungus. I have a fungus in my eyes, and my eyes are bleeding on the inside.
Oh, my goodness.
Try some mega doses of vitamin C. That should help.
Let's just take a moment. Everyone be... Hang on a second. Mary, Joe, is that it?
Yes.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Let's just bring them away. And right now, let's all focus on Mary Joe and see the light around her, and particularly for her eyes. Let's ask for healing. for the highest good of all concerned, if it can happen. Let's just see, on a cellular level, everything getting right. Okay. All right.
All callers are unmuted.
We're unmuted again.
Thank you.
Very
maybe
welcome.
She should have a healing from Ed.
Look at that Marilyn Kowalski might win the lottery.
Friend deliver.
And she does. Okay?
Cleanse your liver.
Cleanse your liver?
Cleanse your liver.
Cleanse my liver and I'll win the lottery.
Vitamin C is really good, too.
Yeah, how does one cleanse a liver?
They say the fastest way to cleanse the liver is to use ice cubes made out of coffee, and you use them rectally.
Oh, my gosh.
Yowza.
Without the cream and sugar.
That?
Without cream and sugar.
Of course, but do people live through that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, people do that, please.
All over the world.
You didn't read that in a gay magazine, did you?
Coffee enemas are kind of a standard for liver cleansing. But I've
you
never
need
heard
the,
of ice
cubes. You have to listen to the village people.
They
right
use an ice cube because you don't need a whole gallon. You just need you only need a portion a day at a time. And so they use an ice cube instead of
you know,
a whole
you can
bag.
Do some juice cleanses.
Yeah, it would be kind of uncomfortable, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but don't use ice cubes. Make it into a popsicle.
Yeah. look, just for I have liver problems, and I make this tea. Well, sometimes I get it. Dandelion and milk thistle and licorice are really good for detoxing your liver. They really are.
Very good.
Yeah.
Another thing I heard is beet juice is really good too.
Drinking it.
And so is a half a teaspoon of baking soda every single day.
I bet beet juice in my tea every morning.
Baking soda.
Lemon water.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
You know, I just muted everybody. I just wanted to say something. You know, every Saturday morning we do a volunteers call. And we've been, we're going to, be expanding our volunteers, mainly because Marilyn Lawrence in Flagstaff is a really good organizer who's going to help keep it organized. And so we're coming out with ideas. See, there's a lot of ways of things to do with, you know, I've got a large group of people. You know, most of them are not on this call. We have a few hundred on the call and thousands of people on the line. And it's like reaching out. A lot of people need support, and they just feel like they're going to be anonymous. So one of the things we're doing is we're going to have a hotline that'll go to everyone on my thousands of people list. So if they need something to talk to or they need a reference to team shift, somebody's going to answer the phone. So we start out with Donna, and we'll see if it works. Then other people could help with that. Like Marilyn Kowalski would be good at that. You know, she loves to talk, and she has such a cute voice. And Morgan would be good at it. So just letting you know, here we go.
All callers are unmuted.
I am muting everybody now. You guys like that idea?
Can I tell Mary at Spina's website?
EnergyClearingCenter.com,
isn't it?
Yeah. Mary, just send me an email and I'll forward it to Ed Spina. I don't know if he can, but you know, I don't know. Ed doesn't put himself out as a healer of miraculous healer, but you never know, of course. Okay?
Well, because he can't.
Yeah.
He can't.
Well, he doesn't even raise to me. You know, people have demonic things go away. But I haven't heard anyone, like, the cancer went away or this went away. Maybe it's happened. But nonetheless, I'm sure the circumstance will sooner or later show up where he does his work for somebody. Mary, are you on the line still? You listening to us?
Yes, I'm listening. I've looked at his website. I just can't afford it. I was making over 800 a week clear, and I went down to I'm not getting anything now. I just went today and filed for disability.
Well, send me an email. Send me an email, and I'll ask Ed to do it for a discount. How's that? I mean, listen, we sent Ed so much business. If I ask him to do it for nothing,
Ed'll
he will.
Ed will do it for free, probably. You don't know if you don't have entities attacking you or, you know, there's a lot of possibilities out there when that he could clear off of her. I would start there if it was me. That's just me.
But I had amazing results with it. I really did.
Me too.
Like 800 pounds was lifted off of my energy body.
Really? Yeah.
What is the name of the eye disease that Mary Jo has?
It's called histoplasmosis.
How do you spell that?
H-I-S-T-O, histo. P like Paul, P-L-A-S-M-O-S-I-S.
Okay, thank you.
My eyes are bleeding on the inside, and they said there's nothing they could do, but they told me that before, and the Elohim helped me.
Gwen, can I suggest something? Hello? Hi.
Just talk.
Okay, sorry.
He's not listening. He won't hear it.
I'm working with a medical intuitive doctor, and he gave me this recommendation today, and it's like to help the body detox on itself. And one of the things she says is if we could eat in an 8-hour block only, giving our body 16 hours of rest to work on what it needs to work on, because if we're eating all day too much, then our body's just working on digesting. So, like, let's say you wake up at 7 and you intake your first, whether it's coffee or a meal, then you would have to stop eating within that 8-hour block by, like, I think it's 3 or 4, so that would be your last meal. So you wake up the next day and decide what time you want to eat. If you're awake at 10, last meal would be a 6. And that 6 hours will allow us to work on those ailments that you're dealing with.
You ever tried Reiki? Getting Reiki treatments?
I'm a Reiki practitioner, and it. Yes, I've done that to myself, but it hasn't helped.
Yeah, the one thing about all these modalities is you have to believe. You have to believe you can be healed, and you have to believe.
Mm-hmm. You know. I said this on another call, but in all these modalities like Reiki, more than just believing it, the intent of the person who's doing it is more important than the modality. You know,
yeah.
It's like. But
I know I can be healed because I was before, and it lasted for 4 years.
Why don't you guys that are healed send me testimonials? Okay, write that up. Jerry Brown, are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Now, you always recommend that doctor in Texas, okay? On eyes. What's his
Dr.
name?
Dr. Marshall. His name's Dr. Marshall. And
not Dr.
Has,
Marshall. Not Dr. Marshall.
Oh, Dr. Tennant.
Dr.
Jerry.
Tennant. Yeah.
Jerry Tennant, he is an MD, and he is an eye doctor, but he's very expensive. He has achieved miracles with healing people's eyes.
You know, look up ozone therapy eyes, because ozone therapy is supposed to be good for macular degeneration. And when I started using it in a certain way, my eyesight started getting better. So I know it works. I don't know if it's going to do something that you have, but just read up on it and see if there's anything similar. And, you know,
I will. The disease I have is very much like macular degeneration.
Yeah. I mean, look up ozone therapy and macular degeneration, and you'll be surprised at what you find, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Somebody's got the radio or television on. It's kind of distracting.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Yep.
And somebody's doing dishes and...
I gotta pay closer attention here.
Thank you.
Joanna, I hope you put me in your will.
A restaurant.
Oh.
A restaurant?
Somebody.
Sounds like a restaurant.
Somebody was trying to get a dog in.
Sounded like said, I hope you put me in your will. We heard you.
Well, it's not my dog. He's sitting here sniffing around the ground. And
right.
He's sitting outside in the dark and silence.
When?
I don't know. With the little girls on his hand.
Anybody have great results with the ozone machine they got? They want to share?
Wind chimes clear the air around your home.
Clean the air around your home?
With wind chimes.
Yeah.
Very good. Wayne, are you selling this? Is that what you're doing? I wanted to try it. I remember you talking about it, but I don't know. If you were, you remember you said you were building one, but... Are you recommended someplace to get them, or are you doing it? Or
no, I found one that I can import. I don't have time. I don't want to build it, and I don't want to trust anyone else to build it, okay?
Yeah.
I found one that started importing, and I've been putting it up, and people have been really liking it, really a lot.
Well,
has
anybody
ordered any of those Royal Rice machines?
I could know that. I mean, I could tell right then.
Wait a second, I got too many people talking at the same time.
I've had good experience with them.
Yeah. Is that Cecil?
Yes. I've got one room that's got some real bad smells in it from being closed for a long time. And I put that in there and run it about 20 minutes with the door shut. And... it helped it a lot. I've done that two or three times now, and it's getting down to where it's pretty usable now.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have bad smells from cooking something like onions or garlic or something like that, we'll do that in the kitchen, and it clears that up.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried drinking the water regularly?
No, I haven't. I lost a little... tubes with the stones on them. I finally found them, and I don't know how to. I haven't had a chance to do that. I guess I don't really know how to do it.
Well, there's a little thing where you just push the tube on the right side of the machine, you put the stone on the other side. Very simple. Put it in water for like 10 minutes and drink the water immediately, okay? Because
you put it in, what, eight ounces or a quart or something or what?
Yeah, make sure it's not a plastic cup, though.
Yeah, not a glass cup. A glass cup, because it's more pure. And do it for 10 minutes, And, you know, it's not critical. You can't do anything wrong because, I mean, it's like if you run it for too long, the water will only absorb so much ozone, and then that'll be it. It won't absorb anymore. And if you do it for too short, then you won't get enough. You know, it just, it's okay. Some is better than none. But what people are experiencing with it is more energy. I mean, if you look up ozonated water, there's so many amazing things. I mean, somebody claims they got rid of their cancer drinking 6 glasses a day.
And
yeah.
It's open mic.
Gonna try it.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Somebody said Wynn, and then what did they say?
That's me. This is Jeannie.
Jeannie Judd, yeah.
And I'm the one whose testimony you used for ozone a while back. And I just wanted to address the question of how much to use, because I think I said in my testimony that I was using about 13 ounces of a large mug full of distilled water, and I was ozonating that for about 10 minutes and drinking it down immediately after the ozonation process ended. And I did that for about a week or more, and I started to have a problem with feeling very sluggish and fatigued. And I know that's because one of my problems was candida, and the die-off of the candida was so rapid that it was really kind of clogging up my system. I don't think my liver and my kidneys were able to handle it fast enough. So I actually quit using it for about a week, and I started to just soak my foot in ozonated water so that hopefully the healing of the foot would continue. But I wasn't taking the ozonated water internally, systemically. And I just gave my body a rest for about a week. And now, just today, I started back again using just 1/3 of a cup of water. So
yeah.
I really want to caution people, you can go too fast. And if you have any kind of a parasite problem, because the die-off of the parasites and the toxins that they release as they are dying off, can be too much for your body, and it'll make you start to feel really awful. So going slow is the best thing, and I really didn't know what going slow versus going fast meant when I first started using it. So I just filled up a cup of water and started, you know, drinking it. But when I realized that was actually becoming more and more fatigued as the week was wearing on, then I decided to give it a rest for a while. And now I'm starting back up again with 1/3 of a cup of water, and I think, you know, hopefully I'll be able to continue with that at that level on a daily basis, and I'll let you know later how that works out. But it really is, for anybody that has any kind of a parasite problem like candida or anything like that, I think it really is important to go really slowly. Otherwise, if you do start to feel fatigued, then, you know, realize that it could be because of the ozonation, because it's not the ozonation that's causing the fatigue, it's the die-off of the parasites that's causing the fatigue. And once you get all the parasites cleared out, I'm sure you'll feel great, and I'm sure I'll feel great. But it is a little difficult to go through when you're going through it, so it's probably better to really go slow.
Well, a lot of products that are strong, powerful products, put people into a healing crisis because something surfaces. So if you have, a weak constitution or whatever, even if you're not sure, I tell people, start out with just, a half a glass a day and gauge yourself and see how it responds. It's not an allergic reaction. It's actually, it's good that it comes up because it means your body is clearing yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And I read a lot. I studied, I went all over the web. So I could talk about this authoritatively. And most people don't have that experience, but some do. And so particularly if you're...
Well, Candida,
you know,
is very common.
Yeah.
Can you tell me how to fix it, how to do that? How to prepare the water?
It's very easy. You just pour a glass of water, and you put the, you know, one of those little bubbler things, you know, one of those stone things at the end of the tube, and put it in the water and let it bubble.
When I've been using mine for about 3 days, and it's pretty unbelievable.
What did it cost?
A lot of pain, and my knees are really bad, and had neuropathy in my feet. I can feel a real difference. Actually, today, my knees don't even hurt. It's amazing.
So what do these cost, then, Wynn?
$100.
And that's only in 3 days.
How much of water are you drinking, Morgan?
This is Marilyn.
Yes.
I started off drinking one glass a day, and then yesterday and the day before, I drank two full glasses, and it's unbelievable. The pain it helped. It's remarkable. I'm anxious to see what happens a week from now.
So you don't have any candida in your body?
Oh no. I just have two.
Well, she may not know. You know, most people don't even know, I don't think.
Yeah.
But
I
don't know until you have a total overload.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I have.
Do you eat sugar?
Huh?
Do you eat sugar?
A little bit.
Do you eat flour?
A little bit.
White flour.
Well, then you got it.
Huh? Well, I don't know. Well, not
probably have some.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You know what? She's drinking two glasses a day. The biggest thing is not worry about whether you have it or not.
Yeah.
It'll work. It works on it, so they say. And that just start out slowly and build it up. I mean, I can drink five glasses a day, and it's fine with me. And
the key is not putting your system into shock.
Yeah, when she's really right. It's so common. It was identified first by Dr. Herxheimer, so it's called the Herxheimer effect. And you start to feel better, and then you get so sick that you blame the treatment and you stop the treatment. So
yeah.
It's really important to know that and to take into account that it is part of the healing process, and you need to slow down because that Herxheimer effect feels like you're going to die.
Mm-hmm. Willow.
When? This is Joni in St. Louis.
Wait a second. Is that Willow?
Yes.
Willow, I forgot to mute you. Let me get to my board.
He forgot to what me?
Mute you.
You mean old man.
I think with the healing, you have to do it in a rhythm, in a wave, like a wave form, you know. If you think about a wave, you know, going up and down, and like the intake of things, too, you have to sort of do that with that, too.
Yeah, I did read on the internet that one suggestion was to be on for 3 days and then off for 3 days or something like that.
Yeah.
You could do it that way, too.
The important thing is
if you start to feel bad, just give it a rest for a while.
I'm going to start a conference call that's going to be unmoderated just for people that got the ozone machine so they can share their experiences with each other. And so they can talk about health things, and I don't have to be in the middle of it, you know, because it'll really encourage and support people. And it'll also be a great community, the oxygen community.
Okay.
I wanted to add something about the ozonator.
Is that Joni?
Yeah, and I just drank a glass tonight before the meeting. And what I noticed before when I did it, I was gulping the water from the glass. But this evening I decided to use a straw instead, because what happened was the air bubbles got into the bowel area and I really had cramps from it. And so I think the straw, drinking through a straw, you don't take in as much air along with the ozonated water. And I've had an upper respiratory infection since about 2 weeks, and it's really helping clear it up. So that's my testimony.
You know, there's a few people that have said, including myself, it's improved their digestion dramatically. Like if they were constipated, they would start going to their stools would pass a lot more easily. And I have another friend that's trying it. I'm waiting to see, who has IBS and irritable bowel syndrome, which drives her crazy. So I'm trying to see if it'll work for them. You know, the thing about it is just look up ozone therapy and whatever problem you have, and you can read about it, because it just works for so many things, okay? And if you're fairly healthy, it'll just, you know, make you feel more. My experience is that it's kind of just there's more vitality when I drink it. So,
huh.
And Joni, thank you for the lyrics.
You're welcome.
I got something I wanted to share, and I want to hear it.
Dharmananda?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, the Elohim cleared my energy space last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. When you asked for it.
And then they said to talk to Fred and to see if they need any more clearing. So I emailed him and asked him if I need any more clearing. He says, and he wrote back, he said, no, everything is totally cleared. So I'm really surprised that, you know, you got it all. They all got it all.
It's a good thing they don't need money.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So, and he also said he had a problem with his health and he wasn't expected to live more than 20 years or something. He's really in a lot of pain or something. I don't know what it is.
Fred?
Fred?
Yeah, Fred. I told him to take care of yourself and do what you can. I hope he's on the healing list.
He is a really good guy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, Fred and Ed are really different. And I enjoy them both. Like, Ed is more aristocratic, you know? He comes from more aristocracy.
Sophisticated.
Yeah. Fred is more earthy, but they both have amazing abilities. And some people are going to respond to one better than the other, because it helps when you respond to the person on a personality level. It helps the energy flow. That's what I've learned. I mean, that's why, you know, I didn't know this. When we first started talking to the Elohim, I said, I'm just going to put this out, and everyone's going to flip out over it, and blah, 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 blah. And then I realized that the more myself and even Terry, because Terry is so shy and reserved, but the more that we could just be who we were and not try to be more than we were or look good, the more transparent we were, the more people would get it, you know? So it's like, I'm sure it works that way on energy healing. That, you know, listen to the audios of Ed and to Fred and see which, you know, we had them both on a Monday night.
Oh,
one day I'm going to work.
Yeah.
Such a boy. Good girl.
What's that?
Wanda talking to her dog.
Oh,
yeah.
Talking to her dog.
I'm sorry.
That's what I've been
took
hearing.
Took off in the dark somewhere and I couldn't figure out where she went. And there's too many coyotes around.
Yeah.
Oh, another thing happened.
Sorry, she's back. Sorry.
Another thing happened when?
Yeah.
That night after that, my wife put her feet next to my feet. Says, "Oh, your feet feel so heavenly. Just give me a lot of peace, and I can't believe how, you know, how good they feel, you know. She just didn't want to take her feet off my feet because, you know, the energy cleared.
Lucky you.
That's because you were so well grounded. She wanted part of it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's amazing when you get to the place where you can ask, and you know they answer. It's pretty amazing, you know?
Yeah.
They really do answer.
Even my cats are more friendly now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they all want to be around me more.
Who else? Okay. I figured
sorry.
No, I don't want to.
Does anybody have back aches?
Everyone have what?
Could I suggest something that the lady that's got the fungus in her eyes?
Yeah.
One good is colloidal silver or hydrosol, because it's not. And if you take a few drops of that each day, it'll just start clearing things up. If you have
what
fungus,
is it?
Or
colloidal silver.
No, no, just drink it. Like drops in water to drink it. And
what is
it'll
it?
Go through. It's
I put the colloid in my eyes.
It's silver ion, like electrons, ions. It's got silver ions in the water.
Oh, okay. Thank
yeah.
you.
Colloidal silver. You can get it at a health food store.
My doctor suggests there's a lot of different brands out there.
Mm. Oregano oil is great for killing all kind of stuff. I use it all the time.
But you need more than a few drops. You need a teaspoon or so at a time.
You know,
the brand,
the quality it is.
I,
hydrosol?
You know,
yep, that's perfect.
You know, the ozone generators come with that sprayer. And I really, has anyone tried spraying the ozonated water on their face?
I did.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it felt good. I don't know, it didn't feel that different, but yeah, it felt real nice.
Well, I did some experiments, and I sprayed half my face with ozonated water and half with regular water, and there's a difference. There's definitely a difference. For the eyes, I was reading that you can use, look up ozone saline and see what comes up, because somebody was recommending putting ozonating, getting something called saline, the saline solution, and they said what the percentage was, which I can't remember. And ozonating the saline, and then using a dropper, they put it in your eyes.
No,
and I don't know what that would, you know, if that would work for Mary Jo with her eyes, but look it up, because there's just a lot out there.
What about compress? Like putting it on a cotton, putting it on the ozonated water cotton and laying down and just putting compresses on her eyes with the ozone water. Worth a try.
Yeah,
I think it'd be better to take it internally.
I really appreciate
all the information.
I would do it all, man, because you know, it only hurts you. I mean, it only helps you. And, I mean, unless you're having that Herxheimer reactions where it's surfacing stuff, you know, I don't think that'll happen from eye drops or spraying it. I don't think so. You know, it just hits the surface.
You know, four years ago, the Elohim talked to Terry. And she told me what to do. I did what they said to do, and it was only 3 weeks later, and I saw well enough to drive day and night for 4 years. so I know I can be healed again because I was healed before.
So what's your first name again?
Mary Jo. Mary Jo, right?
No, it's actually Mary Ruth.
Mary Ruth. Okay, Mary. Mary, why don't you just send a question in on Wednesday?
We're running out of time.
So we're going to close this, okay? So thank you all. This is a lot of fun. And
thank you, Wynn.
And we'll see you all Wednesday. And Mary, send that question in, and let's address them directly, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Much love.
Thank you.
Tonight.